Hello readers, I'm Stacey and I'm your host at The Right Kind of Book Talk. Now, we just finished Easter here and I still have, half my kids are still really sick. So I had an episode I was going to record and I really did have every intention in recording it, but my studio is just right off the living room and my kids, they are not quiet beings, okay? So I thought that rather than trying to record an episode and getting really annoyed with them and you being able to hear them, that I would just do a really quick episode, which is probably going to be about 10 minutes because that's probably the length of time my kids can handle with not needing something. And I promise you, I will bring you a full episode next week. And look, I'm well aware that I said that last week, but I am a family-oriented person, so family will always come before everything else. And unfortunately, this is about as good as it's going to get today, okay? So what I am going to do is I'm going to give you all the books that were released today. I have this micro topic that I want to talk about. It's something that's come up recently and it's been irritating me. And then there was a book that I read called Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins. And I really need to talk about it. So I'm going to do that, okay? It's going to be quick. It's going to be aggressive and it's going to be over, okay? So what today I want to talk about is book shaming. Now, I'm not sure why people feel the need to make other people feel bad for their reading choices, but it is a really big issue and it's bigger than most people actually realize. I don't know if these people think they're cooler or smarter than other readers because they read certain books. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know if they're jealous that they can't read outside of their little bubble of ignorance, or if they're just not brave enough to try and read something that they really want to read because it's seen as being, I don't know, trashy, whatever. I don't really care what the excuse is. It's a topic that really chaps my ass. And it goes along with people who are snobs over book formats as well. You're not really reading if you're not reading a hardcover. Don't get me started on those people. So before I go off on my tangent, and it's probably going to be a bit of a tangent, and I kind of apologize, and part of me doesn't, I'm going to tell you what books are out today, because yes, it's publication day. I'm trying really hard not to put anything in my cart, but I might have a couple. The Other Sister by Jessica Patch, and it's a mystery thriller. A Town with Half the Lights On by Paige Getz. And that one is a contemporary fiction. A Wallflower's Guide to Viscounts and Vices by Amanda Collins. And it's a romantic comedy. Between the Waves by Hilary Taylor. And that one is a domestic thriller. And actually, it looks really good. It looks really good. I don't read a lot of domestic thrillers, but that one hit my TBR pretty hard. Bold Moves by Emma Barry, and that one is a romantic comedy. Eat the Ones You Love by Sarah Maria Griffin, and I actually have no idea which one that is. I think that might have been a rom-com. Yeah, I think it might be a rom-com. Fatal Error by J.A. Vance, and it's a crime thriller. Great Big Beautiful Life by Emily Henry, and that one's chick lit, romantic, comedy, chick litty, and I'm so freaking excited for that one. I love Emily Henry, love her. Love to Hate You by Marina Adair, and that one is also a contemporary romance. That's really interesting. There is a lot of romance books out today, so if you are a romance reader, you might want to take a little jaunt down to your local bookstore. So what is book shaming? Okay, book shaming refers to the act of making someone feel bad, insecure, or negatively impacted about their reading preferences or books they enjoy. Now, it can manifest as judgment, ridicule, or criticism directed at a person's chosen genre, author, or reading habits. Essentially, it's about criticizing someone's books or reading choices, and often with the implication that they are not good enough or intellectual enough. The fact that people stand behind their reader label and use it to bully people irritates me no end. Like, I have seen a spate of bookstagrammers lately who will go and actively look at content from other bookstagrammers. They'll find that they don't agree with the tone or message of the post they're posting, and they will literally go and tell every person that they know that follows them as well that this bookstagrammer has said this, to actively get these people to unfollow them. Like, I get that with politics and religion, we aren't all going to align all the time. But for me, that's a form of doxing, okay? No, you can unfollow someone, you could be outraged by a post, but to actively draw attention to another person and their views in order to garner people to unfollow that person is freaking childish. It's my least favorite thing about Bookster right now, okay? Because it's everywhere, all right? And I wish people would not use their Bookstagrams for more than books. But it happens. Like, a lot of people will post stuff that's happening in their lives. But I do this magical thing where I scroll past it. I'm an adult. I understand that not everyone feels like me, and I don't expect people to. Like, I have a son, okay? My eldest son, my adult son, he's gay. He's been gay since he was a young teen, okay? He couldn't care less how you feel about his sexuality or what your views are on his sexuality or whether you think he's going to hell, okay? He doesn't care. So if he doesn't care what other people think about him or what they post about him, why are you getting upset, okay? It's just some food for thought. That's part of the book shaming thing. But getting back to book shaming, what I saw was a post by a young girl. She was probably like 18 to 20 years old. She was somewhere around there. So she was basically the same age as my daughter, okay? And she was looking for recs for books that she should, emphasizing the word should, be reading, because somebody shamed her for the library book she was reading whilst in a coffee shop, okay? Now, she didn't say what the book was, but she said it was a mid-grade book, and she had no clue who this person was. She'd never met them before, never seen them before, but yeah, they were like, meh. So firstly, don't walk up to people and give unsolicited advice on their reading habits. Had it been me, you would have been on the wrong end of a very sharp tongue and you would have ended up in tears, okay? Secondly, let people read what they want. It's a personal choice. I don't care if you see somebody sitting out in public reading 50 Shades of Grey or one of the Twilight books and they are in their mid-40s, okay? Mind your business. Pound that sand. I don't know why you think it would be your business. I don't know why people get involved in that. Like, maybe you make sock puppets. Should we make you feel bad for that? Maybe you have a very large train collection or an ant farm. Should I ridicule you for that? No. These readers pretend they are superior because of what they read, but in reality, they're just bullies. They bully people. That's what they do. It's a form of bullying. We don't bend to bullies, okay? I don't bend to bullies. You want to read something and you're feeling ashamed of it and now you won't pick it up? Don't you dare. You give me a message, we're going to buddy read it, okay? Me and you, we're going to buddy read it. I don't care how we do it. I don't care if we have to set pages or DM each other. I don't care. I will read it with you. I will post that book on Bookstagram and I am going to own reading that book because I don't bow to bullies and you shouldn't either. But I know it's easy for me to say because I don't care, but you might care. So I'm here for you. Let's do this. You want to buddy read? I will buddy read that book with you. Now, something that came up a lot was specific judgment towards certain authors. Now, for me, I'm not a Colleen Hoover fan. I think she promotes toxic men as romance. And I have given her a fair shot. I've read quite a few of her books. So I know that I've read enough of her to know she's not for me. But do you read Colleen Hoover? Is she your favorite author? I am so happy for you that you have found such love for an author who writes books that make your heart super happy. Now, why can't other people prop up your choices? Are you making them read the books? Are you making them pick a specific author and forcing them to read it? Nah. So it's weird that the people feel the need to browbeat others to their way of thinking. we're not all the same, okay? We're not. This one I hate. The great genre divide. Blah, blah, blah. Contrary to popular belief, literary fiction is not the most superior genre and neither are classics, okay? I happen to love both genres. I read a lot of books in both genres. They have their place. We are not all the same. That's why there are so many genres and so many subgenres. It's because we are all beautifully unique in our own ways. Literary fiction moves as slow as balls, okay? Slow as balls. The story literally goes nowhere over 300 pages. You don't hear me telling you that your choice is pretentious and boring now, do you? No, because I wouldn't do that. Vilifying romance as being trash. I hate that one. I'm sure Emily Henry is sitting on her big fat pile of bestsellers, crying into her coffee cup about your views on her genre. I can guarantee it. I also hate the age game. I'm 43. I read everything, and I do mean everything. I finished Percy Jackson, the first book, a few months back, okay? Like, that's a mid-grade book. Suck it. I don't care. I enjoyed it. And right after that, I read the most disturbing book on the planet, The Groomer. Also, suck it. Don't tell 20-year-olds to read adult books. And you definitely do not tell people that graphic novels are for kids. You can suck that one too. And don't tell 43-year-old fierce little British women to only read adult books. I will do what I want. Stacey is a free book lover, okay? But honestly, okay, I felt so bad for this girl, okay? She likely won't enjoy many of the books people suggested. And what made me feel worse is the fact that of 718 comments on her post, there was only a handful of people that told her to read what makes her happy. Now, a lot of people did say, buy Kindle, so people don't know what you're reading. And honestly, I was like, what kind of freaking advice is that? She was reading a library book. Okay? Read the room. She clearly reads for free. So the moral of today's story is, mind your damn bookish business. You want to be a bully? Does your mama know you are a pretentious waste of space? Now, if you wouldn't say it in front of your mother, don't say it at all. Okay? Keep it zipped. And if you would say it in front of your mama, well, I think that says more about how you were raised than what your opinion is actually worth. You may want to let that sit with you for a minute. Now, if you have ever heard any of the following, then you have been book shamed. And I think I should start a support group. It's on my list of to-do things for this week. So something like, aren't you 43 years old? Why are you still reading young adult fiction? Because I bloody like it, all right? Graphic novels, aren't they for kids? No. Audiobooks don't count as reading. You've read 10 books this year? That's not a lot. I've read 100 books. You'll read at different rates. Like, get out of here. You've read 100 books? Wow, you must not have a life. Yeah, I do, in books. It's a pretty good one. Pretty vast. I do a lot of crazy things in books. You only read romance? That's not reading. That's trash. I hate that because some of the best authors I've ever read write in the romance genre. Have you read? Pick your own classic book here. No? How can you call yourself a reader? Oh my God. Okay, so rant over. Now, have you ever been book shamed? Do you want to join my sub book group? What book was it? Let me know. I'm actually compiling a list of books that have been given shame and I'm going to read them. Okay. But getting to my last segment for the day is, have you read The Hunger Games? I need to talk about Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins. Okay. I wasn't going to bother with it. I really wasn't. All right. I wasn't. I thought A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes was a total bust. I wasn't going to waste my time or my money because Ballads was heinous, okay? Then my bestie started blowing up my DMs, and she was insistent. I was like, okay, all right, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, I didn't do it. She's not only beautiful, but she is relentless. So in the end, I really did grab a copy. It arrived on Saturday, and I literally finished it Saturday night. And I'm going to warn you right now, there's going to be some foul language, okay? Ugh, ugh, fuck, fuck, oh my fucking God, okay? The tears were unreal. They were hot. They were blinding. They wouldn't stop. My heart was shattered. You think you know Hamish? Well, think again. Yes, we know his situation, but you don't know how, when, or why. You think you know, but it's not true. I really enjoyed the writing, and I loved every emotional moment. I loved hearing about characters that we had met in the trilogy. The problem is now I don't think I can take another Victor book. I was talking to my friend about this, and we were talking about how we wanted Finnick's story, but now I'm just like, I don't think I could take it. Like, it was crushing. We all know that they're sad stories, like the Victors from Hunger Games, but we don't really know the depths. And personally, at this point now, after this book, I think I want to stay ignorant. This book really is the linchpin you didn't know was missing, though. And if you are a Hunger Games person, but you were also disappointed in Ballad, don't avoid this book like I was trying to, okay? Because in the end, I actually gave it 5 stars. It was worth every penny. It was worth every second. And if you need to talk this book, if you need to talk about it like I do, send me an email and we can chat in DMs, because I don't think I'm ever going to be okay again. I really don't. And I am really sorry about not recording a proper episode today. Like, I'm hiding out trying to get this done. But I promise I will be back next week with bells on. And in the meantime, you can still follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. Most of them have several accounts on each because I am nuts, okay? I'm totally nuts. Baclorian Designs, The Right Kind of Book Talk, and The Lioness of Literacy on most except YouTube. That one's only The Right Kind of Book Talk. You can also check out my book merch store, bookloriandesigns.etsy.com and bookloriandesigns.com. Anybody that buys and says that they've seen any of my videos and they say that, I'll give you a shout out in my next video. I really hope you have the reading day you deserve. And this is Stacey Wright signing off from The Right Kind of Book Talk. Take care.